Welcome to Hey YA Extra Credit. Every other week opposite the main Hey YA podcast, we'll bring you a short form podcast of YA talk across a wide range of topics. I'm Erica Ezzafetti. Now, I am a fantasy girly through and through, even though I have branched out more to other genres since I started at Book Riot, which has been an experience I've loved. But fantasy is still my ride or die, and so I thought I'd share a few new fantasy books I think you should have on your radar. First, we will hear real quick from our sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by Underlined. Haven't read a Natasha Preston thriller yet? We dare you to try. She's known for her line of chilling young adult suspense novels like The Cellar and The Fear. The New York Times and USA Today bestselling author excels at putting fear into the hearts of her readers. So her newest book, titled The Dare, is about five friends whose senior prank goes very, very wrong. This is the perfect graduation season read for thriller fans who can handle a good scare. The Dare is now available wherever books are sold. You can learn more about it at getunderlined.com. So again, this young adult thriller is about five friends with a prank that goes wrong. There are dark secrets, a twisty plot, and creepy I Know What You Did Last Summer vibes. So if you know, it's graduation season, you want to revel in that, but like make it scary, you know what I mean? Pick up The Dare by Natasha Preston, and thanks again to Underline for sponsoring this episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Greenleaf Book Group. No summer vacation should be without a great read, and I don't know about you, but I am partial to mysteries and thrillers for my hot month reads. It's hot girl reading summer, always over here. And from the award-winning librettist of Legally Blonde, the musical, and the screenwriter of Freaky Friday, Heather Hawk, comes the page-turning psychological thriller, The Trouble with Drowning. So when author Eden Hart floats into Tucson's Antigone Books in all her dazzling perfection to give a reading, Kat, a struggling writer, can't help but compare herself. Thankfully, Kat's life starts to take on its own Eden-like glow when her literary future takes shape and she falls madly in love with Jacob. As demons from her past begin to surface, Kat's mental health craters, and this halcyon dream slips through her fingers. For the fastest-paced, slow burn you won't be able to put down, be sure to check out The Trouble with Drowning by Heather Hawk on Amazon or your retailer of choice. And thanks again to Greenleaf Book Group for sponsoring this episode. One other thing, if you want to escape the dog days of summer with a perfect book recommendation, see what I did there, let Tailored Book Recommendations pick awesome books to keep you entertained, touch grass, grab some lemonade, and enjoy TBR's picks. It's great for readers of all stripes. There are plans for all budgets. All you got to do is visit mytbr.co to sign up today. Again, that's mytbr.co. So it's interesting because one of the books that I have to talk to you about today made me stop and kind of consider the type of fantasy that I used to gravitate towards when I was a kid. I used to really love like royal court hijinks with the shadiness of it all. I also got really into dragons and things, but now my tastes are very different. Still love fantasy, as I mentioned a moment ago, but I find that I'm now more often drawn to more of a variety in terms of themes and tropes. Like now I really like witches and traditional magic, although I guess witches and traditional magic are kind of like very related, or can be. I also like stories with complex things going on as far as emotional complexity and things like that. But I'm not sure if I wouldn't have liked those things before or if they just weren't as available to me. So yeah, I'm not sure, but I would love to hear what kind of fantasy YA books you're gravitating towards these days. Hit us up on heyya@bookriot.com and let me know. As for my book recommendations today, the first I have is The Dark Place by Brittany S. Lewis. So in it, 17-year-old Hailey is plagued by moments of disappearing. Like she'll just be minding her business and she ups and disappears into this really dark and sinister place where she relives the night her brother went missing. It's after her parents literally like see her vanish in front of their eyes that they send her to live with her grandmother in Missouri where she doesn't know anyone, which sounds like an A++ parenting move. Like your kid is going through some mess. Let's send them to a new school with a grandparent like states away. Yes. Thumbs up. So anyway, so now as to her disappearing instances, she knows somehow that that other dimension she goes to holds some clue as to what happened to her brother, who, by the way, she doesn't think is dead despite him having disappeared years ago and stayed disappeared since he first disappeared. But the thing is, when she realizes this, she's pulled back to her regular world. Then she meets this boy at a party and the two like super duper hit it off, so much so that it kind of feels like they already know each other and maybe even have already been in love, or maybe not. I'll let you find out. I won't spoil it. And it's this boy named Ilum who she falls back on for support when she starts disappearing more frequently. This has got such an interesting mix of romance, horror, time travel, high stakes emotions. It's also pretty nicely paced. So again, that's The Dark Place by Brittany S. Lewis. The next book I have for you is The Scarlet Alchemist by Kylie Lee Baker. Firstly, if you listen to the show regularly, you'll know that Tirza and I love a pretty cover, and this one is gorgeous. It has an Asian girl dressed to the nines with this like fabulous headdress, a red gown, and what looks like to me to be Fenty highlighter. Like, I looked at it, I'm like, girl, is that Fenty Hustler, baby? Because I have the same shade. Sis is serving, okay? So anyway, as for the contents of the book and not just the cover, this one is for those who like a little court drama, little royal intrigue, a little alchemy, which involves necromancy, because why not? A little underdog competes at the capital story, all of that extra good stuff. And in it, Zalan is desperate to provide her for her family. She would love to be a royal alchemist, but she's not quite there yet, if she'll ever be, that is. So right now, what she's actually engaging in is some really sus and illegal alchemy, which is bringing people back from the dead. But then she has a chance to compete against other alchemists in China's capital, and she's in there like swimwear. So the tasks are hard, and understandably, since she's going up against like the best of the best alchemists of the land, and to add to all that, her reputation has preceded her. So people actually know what she was getting into back home about her resurrections, and now the crown prince is knocking down her door. He's trying to get her help on the side because he thinks someone is going to attempt an assassination. So this is an alternate history of China in like the 700s. It can get really dark, especially with the necromancy and things and like maybe a little gory, but it also has some lightness to it. And by the way, this one is out October this year, so you do have to wait a little bit, but put it on your TBR, your Goodreads list, however you keep track of things that you want to read. Definitely put it up there in priority. So again, this is The Scarlet Alchemist by Kylie Lee Baker. Last one I have for you is Brooms by Jasmine Walls, illustrated by Teo Duval. This is another one out in October. It's a graphic novel with such an original, interesting premise, at least to me. It takes place in 1930s Mississippi at a time when magic exists and is used, but only legally by certain people. It's Mississippi in the 30s, so you may already have an idea where this is going. There's another aspect to magic users that makes this so interesting. There are these races by brooms. Gasp. The unofficial or unsanctioned broom races are banned, but some people still engage in them because they are either trying to get that little hit of adrenaline or they just really need the money. So if it's giving Fast and Furious, you're onto something, because the official book blurb actually calls it a witchy Fast and Furious, which just like I think that sells me. I haven't seen a Fast and Furious movie in years. I know there are literally 57 of them, but witchy Fast and Furious, that sells me. I'm sold. So now, in this setting is this group of witches called the Nightstorms, who are a broom racing team who are trying to get out of the state and escape to one that actually allows Black people to use magic freely. Part of that inability to practice magic freely involves being sent away to boarding schools if it's discovered that you have powers and aren't the kind of person who is allowed to practice them. So there are Black characters, there are Choctaw characters, there's a character who is deaf and uses Indian Sign Language. The art is also fire, and it has a rich color palette. So again, that's Brooms by Jasmine Walls, illustrated by Teo Duval. Thanks so much for tuning in today. That's all I have. So thanks so much for listening. I hope you TBR these fantasy novels / graphic novels. Also, again, please share and tell me what you've been reading these days fantasy-wise. You might learn me something, you know? I don't know all the books. I might learn something new. So, like I said, thanks for listening today, as well as our sponsor for making the day show possible. You can follow me on Twitter for now. I know, Twitter. Oh my gosh. I'm there at @Erica_EZE_. Big shout out to Jen Zink, our audio editor, for making me sound like a normal person. We'll see you next week on the main podcast, where I'll be joined by Tears of Price. Until next week, happy reading.